You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have a machloikis, Rishainim, Mishabura says, Be'alocha, whether there's a din of Shemeya Ka'oina by Sfira. In other words, in the Gemara it says, Sefratim Lachem, Shetehei Sfira Lakol Echad Ve'echad. Everybody has to count Sfira. Right? The shaila is, what do you need a pasuk for? Everybody has to eat matzah, everybody has to shake a lulav, everybody has to put on tefillin. What do you need a pasuk? You hear of David. Why do you have to say that everybody has to count the sphere? So Tosfos seems to say that the pshat is, I would have thought that this is a chiyuv on Bezdin. In other words, what are you counting? You know, if you're counting money, you don't tell 10 people to count the money. You count and you count. You know what it is. So the days are there. Who counts it? Just say, count this week's parsha, Shemitah and Yovel, who counts at Bezin. So you think also, these days between Pesach Shavuos, what do I have to count for? It's just Bezin. Kamashron, everybody should count it. That's one pshat. The other pshat is no. And even though we have normally a concept called Shemeya Ka'ayna, that I can be Moitzi you and Avdallah and Kiddush and so forth and so on, but by Sfiris Ha'ayma, Kiyadua, we don't use Shemeya Ka'ayna. We don't use the Shemekah. I'm not talking about the bracha. I'm talking about the sphere itself. The sphere itself, I think in Maaseh Rav, as far as I remember, it says in the Goyim's Beis Medrash, one person made the bracha, was Moitzi others, and then everybody counted themselves. In other words, there's no din Shemekah in it. In fact, the Pri Chodesh, by the way, the Pri Chodesh is the one who says not to say Tachanun. So, okay. In Yerushalayim, that's why it became more accepted in the Eretz Yisrael, and of course, once it became accepted, everybody back upon him. The Pri Chodesh asks, if the Pasuk tells you that you can't use Shemeh Ka'ayna for Sfira Sa'aymer, then you can deduce that other places you could use Sfira. There is a concept called Shemeh Ka'ayna. So what do you need? Why does Gemara have to bring Pesukim and Nach? You have this Pasuk that says Sfira Sa'aymer doesn't have Shemeh Ka'ayna. That means other places Shemeh Ka'ayna does work. That's his basic kasha. So we started the Beis Halevi. Now, just to say the nafkaminis, we understand. Hago, shatz ha-mispalel, v'ashliach tzibur's mispalel. And this tzoya in the Beis HaKnesses. There's human feces, human waste in the Beis HaKnesses that you're not allowed to say a bracha. Or b'bayis sh'mispal sham. But it's far from him. In other words, the din is, that's only if he smells, excuse me, or if it's near him with an aisha. But it's very far away, it's a big shul. Afila achu b'chol abayis tzorch lishtoik at shetziyad. After he has to be quiet. Ma'acha shemaitzi rabim yidei chavosin v'yev sheshlo yiyah min akol b'torch dalan amas shul tzoya. Yeah? Right? Because you're not supposed to, I said before, dalan amas. So since in the back there's a fella there that Yankel is by the tzoya and he's listening to the shots, so the shots should not be moitzi him. Why? It's like he's saying it, exactly. It's like he's saying it, okay. Let's look at the next halacha. Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Oimrim, Shekol Ha'am Yamdu, Kshechoyza Hashatz Tefila. Everybody should stand by Chazar Hashatz. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yesh Oimrim, Shekol Ha'am Yamdu, Kshechoyza Hashatz Tefila, Kivin Shemachavnim, Vishoimim Atfila Mashatz, Vishemeye Ko'oine, Uki'ilu Mespalim Ba'atzmum, right, and then it says a very interesting dach, the Shulchan Aruch. L'chein nikrat tkiyas shebechazor shatz b'Rosh Hashanah tkiyas me'umed. Pashut lo me'umed because it's Shemoneh Esrei. He says more than that. L'fi shekol ha'am oimdim b'chazor shatz. Because you're supposed to be standing. But what is he saying? You have to stand. Why do you have to stand? Again, because like you're saying it. And when you say Shemoneh Esrei, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to sit. You're supposed to stand. Okay. On airplanes there's a different halacha, but we're not going to go into that now. Okay.
Oh,
if he's being yoytzu with the chaz, but it seems that just saying since that's what the takan is, everybody should stand. Okay. Now let's look at another lacha. Tur kosvu Rab Shrira Rabai shitzarach shiachaven lekol ma sha'omer shatz meroy shatz soif ka'odem shemispal la'atzmoi ve'ein mafsikin loy masichin. Right. So you don't speak at all. Upoisin. Gimel Psiyas Achareim, yeah? You listen to Sheikh Tziba, and after Sheikh Tziba finishes, you go back three steps, like you go by Shmanessa. Mashu, because we're being Yaitzu with him. So why do you have to go back? Again, because it's like you're saying it. So if it's like you're saying it, the words are, you're saying it, and you got to go back, just like you got to do So it would come out, he doesn't talk about this, but same thing, if a person is being yoitz with the shatz for whatever reason, he doesn't know how to daven, he can't speak right now, whatever, so he would have to go do kriyas by the four kriyas of her. Zok the Beis Yosef, Kosvu, Rav Shvi, Rav Hai, Shetzorach Shri Chavit, Hamisha Einam Espal Ba'atzma, we're not talking about what Chaim asked before. Is it, in this halacha, is it talk about everybody? He says no. Somebody's taka yoitz v'shriach tzibur. V'chei nira medivir kolboy. V'zed dava poshet. The kibun shu yoitz dechavasa b'shmiyah zu. Tzorach shalol lahafsik shalol lasuach shem she'ena mafsik ve'ena sach shemispal. He has to be very careful. Hu ba'atzo. V'chei tzorach lefsar shal shpiyas b'soiv shmiyah zu. Kibun shoyl lamakom tefila. Ubaruchas chayim v'arishin kosov. Sharitz geyes choylik v'ayma shekeshem shashliach tzibur. That just like the Shliach Tzibur is might see him in the Tefillah, he's might see him in the going back. Very dika chiddush, right? So why is that? Oh, so we mentioned, we started the Machloikas, the Beis Halevi, and the Chazonish. The way the Chazonish understands the Beis Halevi, that by Birkas Kahanim, Beis Halevi says there's no din of Shemer Ko'oine. In other words, one Koyin cannot be moitzi another coin in Birkas Kahanim. Why? Because in Birkas Kahanim, there's a t'nai, has to be b'kol rum. Shemer ko'ina only means that I said the words, like the Gomeya said before, I said the words, but I didn't say it b'kol rum. You can't say I do kol rum. I know there's the Beis Halevi's understanding, Ruvain is saying the words, Shimon is the Shemeya. Shimon the Shemeya is like he's saying the words. He's saying the Avdol, he's saying the Kiddush, the Birkas HaMazon, the Bracha, whatever it is. So he's saying Birkas Kahanim, but without a Kol Ram, so it's no good. Comes along the Chazon Ish and asks, Im Kain, how are you Yaitz a Kiddush? You're making Kiddush, but you're never doing it all the Kois. The Balabas is saying Kiddush, but you're not is holding the Kois. You're not holding the Kois. I mentioned this week to the Bach, and all of a sudden I see Friday night in the Suda, one Bach is holding his kais while Rabbi Yeshua was making kiddush. I said, you're alone, what's the... We left it as a kasha, it doesn't mean that's what you got to do. Relax, right? But I kopon him, so the Chazon said, how are you yaitz holding the kais? Also, you have to read from a Megillah. You have to read from a Megillah. How are you yaitz reading from a Megillah? You said the words, v'yibi mechashverish, but you didn't say it from a Megillah. That's so okay. The stipler and brachas goes to be matar. So, but that's the chazonish line. Therefore, the chazonish learns shemeya ko'ina does not mean that. Shemeya ko'ina means something else. Shemeya ko'ina means that when the person who's listening listens in mechavin, the person who's reading for him becomes his shliach. In other words, usually, like we said last week, I can't have a shliach do a mitzvah for me, which is ma'aser shebegufoy. He can't eat matzah for me. He can't take a loaf. He can't say krishna for me. But if I listen, that gives him the right to say it for me. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch Rav's words are nasa piv kepiv. The p of the shliach tzibur becomes like the piv. So really, the shliach tzibur is doing two things. He's being moitzi himself, and he's being moitzi others. That's how the Chazanish understands it. Okay.
So what about the kibul psios?
Well, that's the point. That's the point. That will make. That it seems to be that this would be the machlokes
mishainim.
Yeah. Same thing by tzoyah. That's why I brought these cases. Lachay would depend on these. This thing exactly. What Ari's saying is so. Kontr chazanish. Who cares if the person in the back is by the tzoyah? As long as the chazan is not by the tzoyah. That's what it seems. But let's leave the where we have Raya's here for. But Akoponim, we want to go back, relate this to the Ran. So let's see the Ran. That's why I skipped the Ran, so we can now look at the Ran. Rishayim go into why certain brachas are al and certain brachas are le. Le haniach tefillin, sivonu alamila, what is it? So basically, the Kabbalah Sagoinim is mitzvahs that you have to do yourself, that no one could do for you. No one can put on tefillin for you. You make le. Le means I have to do it. Al means it has to be done. That means I don't necessarily have to be the one who does it. I get the mail to do it. I get a service to clean up my house, to do bdika. You can do that. You can make a shaykh to make bdika, and so forth and so on. That's la'al. So basically, to Rishayim ask kashas that are popping into your mind. What about al mitzvah film? What about al natila sulav? What about this? What about that? Why is this one low? Why is that? Do we stay asking? That's not. Who?
Yeah,
but both. Yeah, do we show him go into this? Lahadlik ne'er Chanukah, I look, the Gemara says Mufurish, right? Your wife can light for you, anybody can light for you, right? So do we show him go into this? What we're going to focus on is the Ran, Kasha by Sfiris Ha'imah. Let's see number six. Ikal Amedik, Su. Mimasha Anu Mevarchin al Sfiris Ha'imah. She'ev Shalaskaima De'acha. Sfiris Ha'imah cannot be done through someone else. So what should have been the nusach? Lispara oimer. Why do we say al sfiris oimer? By the way, just a maimah musk, I don't know if I mentioned last week, all of us, what do we do right after we count? We say, rachamanu yachzalanu avoid this base of mikdash b'meir b'yameinu salam. Right? And everybody learns the mishabura, says, yeah, it's oishtet mishabura. Look at the mishabura and it doesn't say that. It says a mishabura, it's a taisvis. They say, Yiratzim fanach Hashem lakein v'kavaseinu, shibana beis ha-mikdash b'meir meinu, v'sein chalkein b'sar secha. All the siddurim, you look, it doesn't say it, except one. Why? It's a nusach sfardi. The sfardim have it. The chassidim took on nusach sfard, and therefore, most of siddurim that were printed 1600s were printed by chassidim. And they put it in. So even the Ashkenaz, you look at art school, the same thing. But technically, it's supposed to be Ratzin. So it's your choice what to do. But look at, you open up Mishmur, you'll see it doesn't say that. Gabbai, you don't have to make an announcement, but that's what it is. All right, but I kopon him. So he asks, you can't do Sphere all day someone else. Why not? Why can't you do Sphere all day someone else? Why can't someone count for you, Shemei Koiner? The Teretz says, you still are Meshatef Pula, as they say in Hebrew. You're still actively involved. Oh, it's Shlichas is a pshat. Somebody does milah, I don't have to be there at all. I could be home sleeping, I could be away. Chaim Shmulevitz, his son, Yibad L'Chaim Tovim, Abraham Shmulevitz, Chaim had to come to America because the whole Maisu with the Meir Yeshiva, there was all big shalas, who's, if that's the real Meir Yeshiva, they had all kinds of things. So he came to America and his wife gave birth. He couldn't make it in those days to the bris. It was very difficult. This is in the late 40s. But Koponim, so you don't have to be there. But Sfir Sa'imer, even though someone could count for you, let's say Shemer Koina, but you have to listen. So you are actively involved. So you can't say it's Donai Dei Shliach. Shliach means what someone does for you. So he answers, Ikla Meima, Shekivin Shekvar Kore Va'imer, Ra'ein Moina Memeno, Lo Moina Loi Tikkun Ba'al. Because Al Sfir, Lis Sfir Aimer is Masha, you're counting towards the Aimer. It's not true, you're counting from the Aimer, say Al. So that's the answer. Asu, then he asks another question. Ikla Meidik, Ne'manu Mevachim Megillah, Al Kriyasa. V'tiknua ba'al. Why? Megillah, which we don't do al yideach. You can't do al yideach. You make a bracha al. It should be la. And for Duran, mipnei she'choyla kriya l'skaima yideach. How? Shemeh koina. So you see that Duran holds that Shemeh koina is enough to be called al yideach. Someone else is doing it for you. And yet, by Sfir Soima, he didn't answer that. So it's mashma that he holds that by Sfiris Ha'imah there is no Shemeh Ka'inah. So I want to say, no, it's not a riot. Why? There's a big difference. When you hear it from someone else with just Dibur, like the Beis Halevi says, it's called like you said it. Like you said it. So if in Sfiris Ha'imah, right, when someone counts and you listen, who's the one who did it? You. He didn't do it. He just says it and you listen. You said it. Masha'en came by Mikra Megillah, you have to read him a Torah Ksav. So since you have to read him a Torah Ksav, you're not reading a Torah Ksav, like the Chazon Ish says. So must be works like they shlichis. So then the person's doing for you, he's called a shliach. In the Lamdas, he's doing shliach. Last week, we're busy set of tarots, which I hold as the Poshup shot, that you have to be mechavin. By other mitzvahs, you don't have to be mechav. You don't have to know what Avdol is about, Kiyos about, but counting you have to know, so you're involved. We're going with Div Mahalach. What's saying is, that the Ran holds is two aspects of Shemei Koina. There's the Beis Halevi when it's Tam Dibur, and then there's also another one, which is that the person's a shliach for you. For instance, Kiddush, because you have to learn Kois. It could be Birkas Kahanim would be good. We mentioned last week that there were places that did Birkas Kahanim Aydei Shemei Koina. But in Sfiris Ha'imer, you don't need any other extra Tanai. So we're saying is that the Ran holds is two aspects. The Shah's, where do you get it from? So it's very good. Gemara says like this. There's a din, a balkeri is not supposed to say divrei Torah. By us, they're mevatlet, but it used to be balkeri was not allowed to learn Torah. So it says in the Mishnah, balkeri, what does he do when it comes to Krishna? So he says, he's mahara. He thinks about it, but he doesn't say it. He's not allowed to say divrei Torah. So Gemara says, oh, what does it help to be mahara? Must be here is lav kadiba dami. Right? The hero is not called Dibra. So Gemara says, no. Could be one man who says hero is kadiba. But the whole din of Balkari is learned out from Har Sinai. The same pasuk, it says, Vadat of Necha, so the Gemara says, Kiddes Sinai. Ma besinai, just like in Sinai, it's Beyira, Bereses, Bezeya, Be'ema, Beyira, Bereses, Bezeya. So too, we have to learn Torah that way. And a Balkari is, after the act of Tashrish, is not in the same matzah till he goes to the mikvah. The Goyin says, because it takes out the Kalos Reish. Okay, but whatever it is, about, so since in Sinai it was only through Dibur, right? So too the din of Balkar is only Dibur. So even though here is Kedibur, Yaitzah Quintus Mandomer, but there's no Isra Balkari Timahara. This is to say, Fraktaisa, we in Sinai did they say anything? They didn't speak, the Rabbi Nisham spoke. Look at Taisus, Pirish, Afagav the Kedibur Dami, the Indian Shiyatza. The Bnei Hashem said, and they were listening. Shemeya Koina. What kind of Shemeya Koina? It's like they said the words. You see, from Tosfos it means like this: the reason Shemeya Koina works is because the pshat is when I speak, and there's no one listening. It has no, you know, so we're talking about Kaviyachal the Bnei Hashem, but when a person speaks and no one's there, it doesn't mean anything. A person can get up and say the greatest speech in the world, but there's nobody's really interested. You know, most people do give greatest speeches in the world, don't have audiences, right? Because they think they give the greatest speech. If no one's listening, you're not speaking. So the pshat is Shemeya Ko'in is the pshat. That's the first part. The first part is that if I'm listening to you, I gave credence to your speech, meaning it's as though I spoke too. I'm a mitshutav. That's the base of Levi's pshat. It's like I spoke because I'm listening to you. That already is sphere sa'imer. What do you need another pasuk for? You need another pasuk for places where it's more than just listening, where it's taking a kois, where it's reading from a megillah. There I need the special pasuk. So what was the pre-chadish's kasha? If you learn that from sphere sa'imer, Shemek Koina, what do you need another pasuk or not? The Teretz is going with this pshat in the Ran. There's two yesaidus the Ran's learning in Shemek Koina. There's two yesaidus. One is the speaking like I spoke, like I'm speaking, meaning what makes it that I'm speaking? Because I'm making your speech into speech. So it's like I spoke too, right? I'm involved with that. The same thing. I listen to what you're saying. I'm listening intently. I agree with what you're saying. So if I agree with you, that means I also said Hayem Shmoyne Yom Aloyma. It also means I said Avdallah, well, let's say Bikas or Muslim. But for me to go ahead and say that I said Avdallah Alakois, or Kiddush Alakois, or Megillah through Ksav, that you need a special pasuk that you become the Shliach for me. And that's the second pasuk, Meila, with a Teretz of Picha.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.